Chapter 2, The Call of the Cities.
Who are called? From the light that God has given me, I know that His cause today is in great need of the living representative of Bible truth. The ordained ministers alone are not equal to the task. God is calling Bible workers and other consecrated laymen of varied talent who have a knowledge of present truth to consider the needs of the unwarned cities. There should be 100 believers actively engaged in personal missionary work where now there is but one. Time is rapidly passing. There is much work to be done before satanic opposition shall close up the way. Every agency must be set in operation that present opportunities may be wisely improved. Medical Ministry, page 248. Companies of Workers. During the night of February 27, 1910, a representation was given me in which the unworked cities were presented before me as a living reality, and I was plainly instructed that there should be a decided change from past methods of working. For months, the situation has been impressed on my mind, and I urge that companies be organized and diligently trained to labor in our important cities. These workers should labor two by two, and from time to time all should meet together to relate their experiences, to pray and to plan how to reach the people quickly, and thus, if possible, redeem the time. Manuscript 21, 1910. The importance of making our way in the great cities is still kept before me. For many years the Lord has been urging upon us this duty, and yet we see but comparatively little accomplished in our great centers of population. If we do not take up this work in a determined manner, Satan will multiply difficulties which will not be easy to surmount. We are far behind in doing the work that should have been done in these long neglected cities. The work will now be more difficult than it would have been a few years ago. But if we take up the work in the name of the Lord, barriers will be broken down, and decided victories will be ours. In this work, physicians and gospel ministers are needed. We must press our petitions to the Lord and do our best, pressing forward with all the energy possible to make an opening in the large cities. Had we in the past worked after the Lord's plans, many lights would be shining brightly that are going out. Medical Ministry, pages 301 and 302. Redeeming the time. The terrible disasters that are befalling great cities ought to arouse us to intense activity in giving the warning message to the people in these congested centers of population while we still have the opportunity. The most favorable time for the presentation of our message in the cities has passed by. Sin and wickedness are rapidly increasing, and now we shall have to redeem the time by laboring all the more earnestly. Medical Missionary, page 310. A mighty movement. There is no change in the messages that God has sent in the past. The work in the cities is the essential work for this time. When the cities are worked as God would have them, the result will be the setting in operation of a mighty movement such as we have not yet witnessed. Medical Ministry, page 304. The medical missionary work is a door through which the gospel is to find entrance to many homes in the cities. Counsels on Health, page 556. Teach in simplicity and faith. The Lord is speaking to His people at this time, saying, "Gain an entrance into the cities and proclaim the truth in simplicity and in faith. Introduce no strange doctrine into your message, but speak the simple words of the gospel of Christ, which young and old can understand. The unlearned as well as the educated are to comprehend the truths of the third angel's message, and they must be taught in simplicity. If you would approach the people acceptably, humble your hearts before God and learn His ways. With sympathy and tenderness, we shall gain much instruction for our work from a study of Christ's methods of labor and His manner of meeting the people. In the gospel story, we have the record of how He worked for all classes and of how, as He labored in the cities, towns, thousands were drawn to His side to hear His teaching. The words of the Master were clear and distinct and were spoken in sympathy and tenderness. They carried with them the assurance that here was truth. It was the simplicity and earnestness with which Christ labored and spoke that drew so many to Him. The great teacher laid plans for His work. Study these plans. We find Him traveling from place to place, followed by crowds of eager listeners. When He could, He would lead them away from the crowded cities to the quiet of the country. Here He would pray with them and talk to them of eternal truths. The sympathy that Christ ever expressed for the physical needs of His hearers won many a response to the truths He sought to teach. Was not the gospel message of deepest importance to that company of 5,000 people who for hours had followed Him and hung upon His words? Many had never before heard truths such as they listened to on that occasion. Yet Christ's desire to teach them spiritual truths did not make Him indifferent to their physical needs. Medical Ministry, page 299. Divine power will attend. Let many now ask, Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? It is the Lord's purpose that His method of healing without drugs shall be brought into prominence in every large city through our medical institutions. God invests with holy dignity those who go forth in His power to heal the sick. Let the light shine forth farther and still farther in every place to which it is possible to obtain entrance. Satan will make the work as difficult as possible, but divine power will attend all true-hearted workers. Guided by our Heavenly Father's hand, let us go forward, improving every opportunity to extend the work of God. Medical Ministry, page 325. Men of stamina are wanted, men who will not wait to have their way smoothed and every obstacle removed, men who will inspire with fresh zeal the flagging efforts of dispirited workers, men whose hearts are warm with Christian love and whose hands are strong to do their Master's work. Ministry of Healing, page 497.